side. Then comes, we're up to February 1991, the Gulf Massacre. It ended at the end of the month, and shortly afterwards, within days, Saddam Hussein turned to the next most serious crimes of his career, the first most serious ones being the ones that the Boston Globe and everyone else is referring to, namely the chemical warfare against his own citizens. Immediately after the war, there was an uprising in southern Iraq, in the Shiite areas of the south, led by rebelling Iraqi generals. This is right under the nose of the U.S. Army, which dominated the whole region. You know, Storm and Norman is sitting there watching it, following orders from Washington. The uprising, the rebelling generals did not ask for assistance. They asked for access to captured Iraqi equipment. That was supported by Saudi Arabia, who also requested the United States to allow them to have at least access to captured Iraqi equipment. U.S. refused. It refused to do anything to deter the vicious Iraqi response, Iraqi government response, which was brutal and murderous, even to let the rebels have access to equipment. They wanted, the U.S. clearly wanted, in effect, had to say that it wanted the revolt to fail. And it failed. It was crushed with extreme violence. Right after that, a revolt began in the north, Kurdish areas, and the same story reenacted. The U.S. refused to act to give any assistance whatsoever to the rebels in fear that they might succeed, that is, they might overthrow the beast of Baghdad. Immediately after the war was over, the U.S. essentially returned to support for its favorite murderer, as he again carried out a really atrocious and vicious act, again, with our support.